Laura Boosinger, and we're going down the road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina, home to a rich heritage of America's traditional music. There's no one more revered for performing and preserving our traditional music, from bluegrass and folk to gospel, country, and old time, than Arthel Lane Doc Watson.
Let it rain, let it pour, let it rain a whole lot more, 'cause I got them deep river blues.
Born in Deep Gap, North Carolina, Doc lost his vision before his first birthday, but he never let blindness slow him down. He learned ballads through the oral tradition, and he taught himself the harmonica, banjo, and guitar. He remains one of the most highly respected and influential guitar players in the history of traditional American music. Folklorist Ralph Rensler discovered Doc at the Fiddlers Convention in Union Grove, North Carolina, when Rensler was looking for banjoist Tom Ashley, known for The Cuckoo. And when Rensler said, "I want you to record that," Tom said, "Well, we need a guitar player, and I know just the guy. That would be Doc Watson." Rensler introduced Doc to the folk music scene in the 1960s, where Doc became one of the revival's most influential musicians. He performed at the Newport Folk Festival, at music venues in Greenwich Village, and at universities and folk music clubs across the country. Doc recorded his first solo album in 1964, and that same year he started playing all over the world with his son Merle. In 1972, Doc's version of the Jimmy Driftwood song Tennessee Stud, recorded on the album Will the Circle Be Unbroken, became one of his signature tunes.
Along about 1825, I left Tennessee very much alive. And I never would have got through the Arkansas mud if I hadn't been riding that Tennessee stud.
Doc's distinctive baritone voice and unique lead bluegrass guitar style became synonymous with the genre of American traditional and bluegrass music. In 1947, Doc married Rosalie. Rosalie was the daughter of fiddle player Gaither Carlton, and the Watson and Carlton families often played music together. Their iconic LP, The Watson Family, remains a go-to recording for burgeoning musicians. Doc won 7 Grammys, including a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 2004. His music has influenced and inspired several generations of Americana musicians, from Tony Rice to David Holt to Brian Sutton and to up-and-coming young guitar player Presley Barker.
Peter at the gate, wait for the butter cake, come butter come, come butter come.
Recorded in 1969 at her home on Osborne Mountain in Watauga County, North Carolina, when she was 74 years old, that's Annie Watson singing a butter churning song that had been handed down to her from her mother.
Come on, Billy, come on, John.
Annie was mother to 9 children of her own, one of whom was Arthel Lane, or Doc Watson, who, despite losing his sight due to an eye infection before his first birthday, would go on to become the most celebrated Appalachian musician ever. Doc talked about his childhood in an interview with David Holt, included on the 2001 Legacy box set.
My first memory of music as such, I was sitting on Mother's lap, I must have been about 2 or 3, was hearing him sing songs like There Is a Fountain and The Old Lone Pilgrim, songs of that kind.
Singing in church, and I guess you sang them as well. You were the 6th of 9 children. What was that like?
Well, I got out and played just like the rest of the boys in spite of the handicap and fell out of trees and got hurt just like the rest of them and helped Dad saw wood when I got big enough and all that good stuff, you know.
What kind of games did you play as a little kid?
We used to play tag, and we played one called hide and seek, you know, or whoop-eyed, we called it.
Yeah.
Get way off somewhere and holler, and they'd try their best to find you. And I was pretty good at hiding, even if I couldn't see.
You started school when you were about 10, right?
I was 10 years old, turned 11 shortly after I went there, and they had a kindergarten that was truly a kindergarten. I learned to read and write in 2 weeks.
Well, that's pretty amazing.
But not when you're 10 years old, if you got any mind at all. Oh, yeah. If you had a number one A, DAA number one teacher. She was a blind lady, and she was a godsend.
Did they teach you music down there?
Yeah, they did, but I only started to take piano, and they wouldn't let me fool around with nothing but classical music, and I quit.
But you learned a tune down there,
didn't
you?
Oh, I sat in the window and listened to tuning classes for a whole year.
Why didn't you take the class?
I didn't want to.
But you're one of the best tuners I've ever heard.
Well, I had a good ear for it by that time, and I learned the the rules just by listening.
Every April in the North Carolina mountains and foothills, we look forward to the return of warmer weather, the opportunity to plant our gardens, and the arrival of Merle Fest, an annual gathering of some of the best musicians in America. Begun in 1988 in memory of Doc Watson's late son Merle, who performed with his father for many years, the festival was originally a one-man show on the back of a flatbed truck. But it grew to be a gathering of Merle's friends and contemporaries, including Sam Bush and Jerry Douglas. Today, the festival spans 4 days and welcomes nearly 80,000 people to the campus of Wilkes Community College. Doc always defined Merle Fest as traditional plus, meaning it would feature the traditional music of the mountains of North Carolina and anything else he felt like playing. This guiding principle has turned the event into a diverse and exciting celebration of American music. You can hear everything from traditional bluegrass to singer-songwriters to blues and gospel.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
And the lineup of musicians reads like a who's who in American roots.
And ladies and gentlemen, Earl Scruggs.
Earl Scruggs, Ricky Skaggs, Alison Krauss, Bela Fleck, John Hartford, Del McCurry, Emmylou Harris, the Avett Brothers got their start there, Dolly Parton, Loretta Lynn, Tim O'Brien, Daryl Scott, the list just keeps on going. Even Steve Martin's played Merle Fest. Merle Fest always ends with a remembrance of Merle, a tender and heartfelt way to lift up our music as well as honor a son and the love of his father, the great Doc Watson.
Thank you, folks. Good night, and come back again next year.
You can learn more at BlueRidgeMusicNC.com.
Down the road he comes to the turn, rocks in a road as big as a churn. Down the road, I've got a sugar baby down the line.
The Road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, the North Carolina Arts Council, and WNCW-FM.